Good morning. You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Ilse von Heimberg. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Wednesday, April 23rd. Here are the headlines to start your day. Officials in the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services ordered the National Institutes of Health to pause all agency awards to schools that have had their federal funding frozen. Northwestern is one of these schools. NU received $519.6 million from the National Institutes of Health in 2024. A Glenview couple was robbed outside of their home on Monday night. The couple immediately complied with the robbers' demands, losing some clothing and jewelry items. Nobody was injured in the incident, which was captured by a doorbell camera. Police say they found the getaway car abandoned in Chicago's Bronzeville neighborhood. An FAA report spurred by the January collision of an airplane and a helicopter in Washington, D.C., found safety concerns at the Las Vegas airport. The report found that there were no clear rules for helicopters' lateral and vertical distance when landing, and that air traffic controllers were not issuing warnings for helicopters and airplanes. After an increase in advisories to pilots and air traffic control measures, traffic alert and collision system alerts decreased by 30%, according to FAA Acting Administrator Chris Rocciolo. And gunmen killed at least 26 tourists at a resort in Kashmir on Tuesday, according to police. At least 36 were wounded in an attack that police attribute to militants fighting against the Indian government's control of the area. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Ilse von Heimberg. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. Make sure to catch our next newscast tonight at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow for another edition of The Daily Cat.